Mithun da, Toma Discans Igans. Now, in the last two lessons, we conjugated mi ara and mi avin. And you can do the same with mi a il, which means I can. So you can go mi a il, ti a il, etc. Now, mi a il comes from the verb galus, to be able. Also, if we go through that, mea il from the verb galas to be able, we've got mea vin from the verb minas to want to, and we've got mea ra from the verb gil to do. Right, so let's now turn these verbs into questions. A vinta gosloezorth ilo. Do you want to listen to music? A vinta gosloezorth ilo. Ilo is the word for music. Gosloes orth is listen to. Gosloes, listen. Gosloes orth, listen to. Gosloes orth ilo, listen to music. Avinta gosloes orth ilo, do you want to listen to music? So after three, onan dew tri. Avinta gosloes orth ilo. Onan dew tri. A vinta gosloes orth ilo. Onan dew tri. A vinta gosloes orth ilo. Now we've learnt the answer already from when we did miraz really early on in the course. We said, Minav miraz, yes please. Yes, thanks rather. And Navinav miraz, no thanks. So, what we can do is use the word minav here. So, avinta gosloes orth ilo. Minav. Yes, I want to listen to music. Or, navinav. No, I don't want to. You can do the same with the verb gil from mi ara. Areta diski krnuek. Areta diski krnuek. Areta diski kernuak. Do you learn Cornish? Areta. Do you? Areta diski. Do you learn? Areta diski kernuak. Do you learn Cornish? After three. Onan dew tri. Areta diski kernuak. Now the answer is Grav. Yes, I do. Grav. Yes, I do. Narav. No, I don't. Now, you've got in this word with areta, you've got a W and an R together. A R, R. So you do a W sound and a R sound. Areta. Areta diski krnuak. And then with the answer, Grav. So G, W, R. Grav. Yes, I do. Na rav, with a W and an R together. Na rav. Next one, a ilta gweres mar pleg. A ilta gweres mar pleg. Can you help, please? A ilta gweres mar pleg. Gweres, to help. And we've done the word mar pleg early on. Please. A ilta gweres mar pleg. After three, onan dew tri. A ilta gweres mar pleg. Onan dew tri. A ilta gweres mar pleg. So you've got the answers here. Galav, yes I can. Na alav, no I can't. Now if you can't remember these answers right away, then you can just say yeah or nah. Yeah or nah. It's colloquial. Yeah or nah. But it's a good idea to get the hold of especially these auxiliary verb answers, because you can use them on all sorts of circumstances. So we've got grav, yes I do. Narav, no I don't. Galav, yes I can. Naalav, no I can't. Then you've got minav. Yes, I want to. Navinav. No, I don't want to. All really useful things to learn there. And because that is quite complicated, so a little bit of time on that one. We will have a break now for a little while, so you can go back over all of those lessons. And then we'll get going again with some more interesting stuff to get you speaking Cornish. And yes, the thing here is to actually make use of it. Teach it to someone else. That's one way of learning it yourself. And it also helps the Cornish language course if you teach it to someone else. On top of that, use it. Are you going into a supermarket and at the counter when you say thank you, are you saying miraz instead? Say miraz instead. They might ask you, sorry. Often, actually, they don't even think or bother, they're asleep. But it gets you using it. Miraz. So those are the sort of things you should be doing now. And when it comes to when someone's asked you, do you want to? You should be thinking in your head before you say, yes, I do want to. You should be thinking, Minav or Navinav, something like that. Okay, so all the best with that and speak to you soon for some more lessons. Dysgu Cruinneoch.